Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
At nitong nakaraang weekend naman po ay may ginanap na isang pagtitipon upang ilunsad ang University of the Philippines Alumni Association Western Australia. Layunin po ng grupo na makatulong sa iba't ibang pamamaraan na proyekto at fundraising. Pinuntahan ng ating kasamahan na si Ethel Jane Reyes mula sa Perth ang kaganapan at nakapanayam. At nakapanayam niya ang secretary ng nasabing grupo na si Jean Alferez. Narito ang buong panayam.
Magandang gabi po sa inyo.
Magandang gabi rin sa iyo. Ako si Jean Alferez. Ako ang secretary ng UP Alumni WA.
Bago po tayo magsimula sa pagsana ngayong gabi, maaari po bang bigyan tayo kung paanong nagsisimula ang UP Alumni Association dito sa Perth?
No worry. Walang problema. Bale, nagsimula ito sa social media. So si Attorney Verma Sermons nag-open ng UP Alumni WA Facebook group.
Oh wow.
So actually 12 years na ako dito sa Perth pero never kong nalaman na ganito karami ang UP alumni dito. Oh. Like ang kilala ko lang is yung circle ko, mm-hmm, which is around less than 5 lang na
wow,
UP alumni, and now there's like more than 200 UP alumni here.
Doon nagsimula ka ng 5 na kilala mo lang na sa UP.
Not until last year nang nagbuo yung group na to, it just grew bigger and bigger. And through social media, Facebook mainly, and LinkedIn, doon namin nakita yung mga taga-Perth na graduate ng UP. That was how it started. Ganun doon nagsimula. Mm-hmm. And then, nag-request ang mga tao na mag-catch up, mm-hmm, like first initial gathering. So, yun yung inaugural meeting namin. 19 people showed up. 19 people, and then doon na rin na-held yung elections and whatnot. So, doon na-start yung form ng group. Doon yung start formation.
So, meron kayong council members?
Mm.
Yep, okay.
Over there, yeah. Yun yung very first inaugural. So, simula noon na na-create yung Execom, Executive Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, doon na kami nag-planning kung paano ilo-launch into greater to wider group para mahikayat yung mga members na mag-join sa group.
Oh, wow.
Officially.
That. Maari po bang magbigay kayo ng background kung paano ang inyong mga layunin?
Oh, layunin. Okay.
Yeah.
Si Tita Ruth yung magbibigay ng 3 objectives namin. Hindi ko kabisado at the moment yung exact objectives. Pero ang main dito is to gather yung UP alumni dito, mm-hmm, sa WA at mag-form ng community, strong community here para mag-help each other sa anumang needs ng isa't isa. At once mabuild namin yung relationship na to, syempre gusto namin mag-give back sa Philippines, sa mga, lalo na sa UP system, UP alumni system, at saka underprivileged schools sa Pilipinas. So,
mm-hmm,
any help we can get, dahil alam namin kung kano tayo ka-privileged dito sa Australia. So, this is a way to give back to our country and UP itself.
Mayroon po bang mga programa para sa mentorship o mga scholarship na inaalok para sa mga estudyante o mga bagong professional sa loob ng UP Alumni Network sa Australia?
Sa ngayon, wala pa. Kasi kaka-launch pa lang ng kakabuo pa lang ng group namin, pero isa ito sa main projects namin.
Mm-hmm.
Sa main proyekto namin ay ang mag-provide ng scholarship sa mga deserving underprivileged students sa Pilipinas.
Okay.
So in that being said, meron kaming tie up with UP itself.
Mm-hmm.
So para sila na yung magdudu ng selection process and all, tapos kami ang magbibigay ng funds to them. So in order for us to we're gonna do some fundraising here sa Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So may mga ano na kami, bingo, singing competition and whatnot, bonding sausage sizzle. So marami kaming naka-inline na fundraising activities to gather funds,
mm-hmm,
para dito sa pagbigay ng scholarship sa mga students sa Pilipinas. In terms of the mentorship, itong networking event na to ay actually simula dahil meron kaming helpline box.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who needs mentor, imamatch namin sa equivalent skills kung sinong pwedeng makatulong sa kanila or maging mentor nila. So ito na rin yung matching skills program namin. Sisimulan pa lang namin through this event ng networking namin.
Oh wow, that's cool. So
yeah,
meron pa kayong mga events,
yes,
na gagawin,
yeah,
for the rest of the year?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. So saan malalaman kung saan sila makakakita kung
yeah,
where the event is?
Bale, ang main mode of ano namin is social media and LinkedIn. So,
mm-hmm,
Facebook, LinkedIn, meron din kami Instagram, pero saka email. So, sa mga members only, at pati open din sa public yung Facebook page namin. So, lahat itong social media way of communication, doon namin i-distribute yung mga events way in advance. So, ako, part ako ng communications team. So, kami ang in charge pag-create ng mga publicity materials and make sure na ma-advertise namin way in advance yung mga events namin at maraming maka-join, maraming makapag-participate.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. If meron mga tao sa UP graduates na galing sa Eastern States, yeah, like Melbourne, so, paano sila pwede din silang makikontakt sa inyo tsaka to help and contribute para sa association?
Yes. We're very open to buong Australia. I mean, we're actually in touch with the other UP chapters, like mm-hmm. sa Victoria, New South Wales, saka meron na rin ngayon sa Adelaide. That's the intent, magtulungan yung bawat chapters para mm-hmm. kung ano, kasi alam naman natin na nagta-transfer yung mga tao, lumilipat-lipat, at kung nasa ang state sila, I mean, welcome na welcome mag-join sila sa WA if they're here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, okay din pa kung nandun sila sa Eastern States na mag-join dito sa Perth?
Not exactly. It's mainly for WA. So, I guess kapag lumipat sila sa Perth or ma-intent sila or upcoming, parating sila sa Perth or whatnot, mm-hmm. welcome sila mag-join ng WA.
So, kapag meron kayong event na for UP and they're coming from the Eastern State, padating dito, mm-hmm. pwede din silang sumama, right? Without being a member?
Yes. So, specifically, may mga events kami na members only at meron din kaming other events na open for the wider community. So, anyone like from the Eastern States or visiting from the Philippines or nag-aaral temporarily dito sa Perth, they're welcome to join in any of these non-member events.
Oh, wow. Yeah. At saka meron din kayong mga event na hindi lang sa like just you as a member, pero the whole family?
Yes, oh, definitely. The big one, I think I can say this, we want to have a signature event. It's gonna be a Christmas carol to be held in Perth City once a year. So every December, we will have like show of talents ng mga Pilipino. Pwede rin, we can invite other cultures as well, but this is gonna be our signature talent where we can, you know, that we love singing and all, so we can do that in Perth CBD and invite the all community, open to the public.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really good. Parang ba talent show, right? Pero exhibiting ng
free
Filipino
event. Yeah. Okay. Free event for everyone, and I guess how we can earn from that is just to the public. Food trucks and whatnot, so they can try the Filipino food as well.
It's going to exhibit lahat yung yung Filipino culture, karaoke, well as yung mga talents, right? Yeah. Kasi maraming talents ang Filipino. Yes.
Another event na actually upcoming sa July, I believe. So sa July is yung Family Sports Day.
Oh yes.
Wherein all the members at hindi pa namin sure kung i-open namin sa non-members, but UP members can bring their family and then we will play Filipino games.
Oh my God! So, good!
Yung mga kids then ma-expose ako yung mga nilalaro namin typically sa Pilipinas, patintero,
Sipa?
Oh, you know sipa. Yeah,
I know sipa, yeah.
Yun, so matututunan ng mga bata.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.